Logistics, shipping, and the various facets of international trade are major components of economic development for small island states such as Jamaica. As such, ensuring modern and efficient operations at the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, and the island's ports of entry have been priorities of the government for a number of years. With the introduction of the Asicuda online platform in 2014, the JCA has made considerable advances in this regard, transforming the agency into a paperless operation through the use of electronic documents. On today's program, we take a look at how the Asicuda system has impacted Jamaica Customs and how the National Competitiveness Council has been working with the agency as it modernizes its operations. Any good businessman will tell you, if you want to increase customer engagement, make it as easy as possible for the customer to access your goods and services. Having digested that principle, the Jamaica Customs Agency several years ago sought to implement the automated system for customs data, Asicuda, significantly improving the processing and waiting times for several transactions.
This is an online portal for the use of both customs officers and our clients and stakeholders. They have the ability, once approved by JAMPRO for exports, and they are now privy to having a username and a password for the system, which allows them to log on from within their office or home to prepare what we would call the export declaration to customs.
Andre Williams, Chief Information Officer for Asicuda and Project Manager at Jamaica Customs. He says for exports and commercial imports, Jamaica Customs has been saving its customers $66 million per year just by eliminating paper forms.
The previous formality would have required them to come to customs with a printout or a handwritten document. They can now complete this online, and that also includes any supporting documents, invoices, etc. Those are all simply scanned and uploaded with a declaration and sent electronically to customs. So there are no boundaries in terms of from which you can submit the documents.
Asicuda has also facilitated the introduction of various payment options, again saving customers and other stakeholders time and effort as they do business with the Jamaica Customs.
Online payment feature is one of those that is currently available. We also have the RTGS real-time gross settlement, which involves direct transfer from the account of an importer to that of customs, and of course the advance deposit accounts, which persons are privy to establishing with customs, which allows for them to deposit an amount that is to be used, for example, for frequent shippers. It's predominantly being used by couriers and persons who have a lot of shipments, maybe per week.
The online format has also led to improved correspondence between the customs agency and its partner agencies, in particular Tax Administration Jamaica. Mr. Williams says the automated system has allowed for the receipt of tax registration number and tax compliance certificate data in real time. The data from Asicuda is also being used by the Island Traffic Authority, Ministry of Finance and Planning, and the Statistical Institute of Jamaica.
If we look at our transaction numbers, we have moved from just about 21 to 22% of our cargo being released in 24 hours from 2015, now standing at almost 60% in 2016-2017.
Mr. Williams says much of the credit must be given to the National Competitiveness Council, NCC, in the implementation of the Asicuda system, having acted as a key source of feedback from the export-import industry stakeholders.
They would have played a key role in terms of looking for out for specific performance indicators. They would have heard concerns and made recommendations to customs and to the other players within the supply chain. So they have been, of course, a key component in the partnership.
Further collaboration with the NCC is in the pipeline as Jamaica Customs moves to implement an online registration module for stakeholders.
This is in partnership with JAMPRO, that is to develop a complete online registration module. This has in fact been completed, and we're just finalizing the features and functionalities, which will also include online payment, paperless submission, of course, to JAMPRO, who will review and of course approve that exporter's application.
The National Competitiveness Council, NCC, is a multi-agency public-private partnership managed by JAMPRO, which falls under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. The council was established to advance policy advocacy, research, and provide public awareness of reform initiatives that facilitate the creation of an enabling environment for business in Jamaica. For more information about the work of the National Competitiveness Council, call JAMPRO at 978-7755 or visit jamaicatradeandinvest.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.